Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. For those of you who don't know what it means when you say a little word at the end of a telephone number, then you figure it out. 855-450-free. It's Mark with you.
Ridley.
And Conan.
It's, as you can tell, Ian is not here. I'm not exactly sure where he is, but it's not jail, I'm pretty sure, which you never know with Ian.
He's probably out chalking doing his second favorite thing.
Right, you know, hassling government bureaucrats mm-hmm. in some manner or another. So, you can call in and talk about whatever you want here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. You can also use Skype, besides using the regular telephone number, 855-450-FREE. You can use Skype, which is lrn.fm. That's our username. You just send a contact request. We'll get to it probably in, you know, 5-10 minutes, and then you can call in and sound usually a bit better. And if you don't want to use Skype, you can always use 855-450-FREE or username lrn.fm on Skype. So there's been a story that has, it's been making the rounds. It's one of these. What's that quote from Noam Chomsky, Dave? The one where, you know, everybody should talk about stuff and not important things?
I don't have the exact quote. I'll maybe look it up later. But basically, he was saying that if what you want to do to maintain, like, an authoritarian government is to allow a lot of vigorous debate about stuff that doesn't matter.
That's inconsequential,
yes,
yeah.
Or that's just minor.
Yeah, so here, let's vigorously debate this Rachel Donazel gal.
I don't think I can.
I can tell you that there are people listening that can.
So the question is, what are they doing right now that no one is paying attention to? Because there always seems to be something that gets slipped in during these silly debates, these national debates.
Do you think it is that the debates themselves are setups for the things sliding in? Because that's kind of what we were told about the Clinton administration mm-hmm. with the Monica Lewinsky thing. He fires a cruise missile at an aspirin factory in order to make people stop worrying about his... whatever he was doing there.
It wouldn't surprise me, but I am sure that when they see these things come up, they're definitely on the ball, getting these things passed under the black of night, taking advantage of a good thing.
Well, we were a couple weeks ago. It was Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce mm-hmm. Bruce now Caitlyn Jenner that we were supposed to talk about, and so now it's this Rachel Donazel here. And for those that don't know, what she is I have here a New York Times article, which I probably won't read much of. She is a gal who I guess was in charge of the NAACP in Spokane, Washington. Her ex-husband is black, her child is black, her brother is black, but she is white or was born white. And she's now identifying as black. She says here that she says, I identify as black, when she sat down to have an interview regarding this. When Matt Lauer of NBC's Today Show said, when did you start deceiving people? Ms. Donazel would not concede that she had done so. And as I understand, she had actually had a situation in the past about 10 years or so ago. She's 37, so she hasn't had that much past, where she actually she had a lawsuit as a white woman saying that she was discriminated against at the university or something like that. So I'm not going to go and say that Ms. Donazel is all there, right? Like, the pieces of information I have about her, she seems like a bit of a weird lady.
But I would agree.
I can't get too excited about it from the standpoint. I feel like I have to talk about it because everybody's talking about it on talk radio. But, I think that the position is, for me, is that we are told by science that race is something that you self-identify as. Now, if I ran around self-identifying as Aborigine, at some point or another, somebody's going to call me on the carpet, right? They're going to say, you weren't born in Australia, son. You were born in Sarasota, Florida. You grew up in Bradenton, right? Like, they're going to say, no, that's not the case. But, I mean, we're told that race is something you self-identify as. My best friend in the world, the guy I was best man at his wedding, he is half black, half white. And now he self-identifies as black, probably because he couldn't get away as identifying as white if he wanted to. Some other time he may have done that. But he lives in a pretty much a white world. He's married to a white woman. He lives in a largely white town. You know, all the people he hangs around with are white. It's not like he's acting like Uncle Tom. This is his life. That's just it. And, you know, I think that to some extent your life is as you create it as opposed to the life that you were born into. And if this lady self-identifies as black, I don't care. When I took my 23andMe test, this DNA test where I spit in a jar and sent it off someplace and people told me, hey, here's some stuff about your DNA. I found out things that I didn't know. I didn't know that my maternal line began with an Ashkenazi Jewish woman. That makes me Jewish by all standards. Now, I didn't know that and I wasn't raised that way. But, you know, there you go. It's my father's lineage somehow has an Ethiopian Jew in it.
Well,
so
yeah,
got a black guy too.
It's interesting how in some places ethnicity and religion are conflated, right? You know, like Jewish would be an example, or Bosnian Muslim or Bosnian Croat. That would be examples where supposedly a Croat is just a Catholic who is a South Slavic in ethnicity, right? There's
right.
no difference really between such a person and a Bosnian Muslim, but because there's this different religion, it's become conflated with
an ethnicity.
With ethnicity, right?
Yeah. So here in the United States, we really don't have that going along so much. Now, I think it's strange that this lady would put, you know, skin toner on and get a perm and all these things. You know, run around with her green eyes, and I can see why some people feel deceived or whatever. But I just don't, you know, either race is something that you self-identify as, or it isn't.
Yeah, as long as she's not telling lies, like this happened to me when I was a kid, and I was, she said things like I was, there was a Ku Klux Klan KKK on her front yard or something,
yeah.
And she was, I don't know, mistreated because she was black. Now, if you start saying things like that, then you're obvious. Then you're going to town with a lie.
I think everybody has a way to talk about how they were mistreated because of who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard at one point or another, I believe Michelle Obama talked about how Barack Obama was asked for some coffee by a visiting dignitary at the White House, and
wow.
I guess she felt that was terrible. The story I told after that was
that's their idea of an atrocity.
Yeah,
and what's their body count per day now?
Right, none. When I went to Home Depot, people sometimes will ask me where things are and how to fix stuff. I don't know why. I'm not wearing an orange apron. I don't generally wear an orange apron, but that's fine.
Maybe you just look industrious.
Right. I have a look. I have that look. Like, I can fix something.
You look like you can get it done.
Right. And that doesn't make me angry that somebody is mistaking me for a $10 an hour employee.
Like,
I have been a $10 an hour employee.
If anyone could get you coffee at the White House, it's President Obama.
Right. He should know where the effing coffee is. If somebody comes to my house and says, could you get me some coffee?
Well, yeah, he's going to know which of Michelle Obama's 20 attendants is good at getting coffee.
I mean, I just don't. I guess I just don't find
Marie
this to be
Antoinette.
A terrible thing.
Let them eat cake. By the way, your friend identifying as black, you have two different ideas here: hypodescent and hyperdescent. And hypodescent is the automatic assignment of children of mixed union or mating between members of different socioeconomic groups or ethnic groups, and it goes to the subordinate group. So in the U.S., white-black mixes will identify as black.
Okay.
It's very, very rare that a mixed race will identify as white because, well, according to this, you know, the blacks are the minority, and the whites are supposedly the dominant superior race.
But, you know, all things being equal, race is supposed to be something that you cannot change. That's the reason why one is not in the right when they are against a race, because they are against something that a person cannot change.
That makes some sense.
So if you can change it, then it's
a free country,
right? It's like building a time machine. It starts to throw all the rules out, you know?
Right. If you can change your sex these days, I mean, why can't you change your skin color?
That's right. I mean, I claim no race at all. And sometimes that makes people angry because I haven't taken some kind of side or because I have the privilege to do such a thing.
Right.
But I say, you know, what has being white ever done for me? I'm just going to go ahead and get rid of that. Thanks so much. Maybe I can jump a little higher. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-940-5957. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-940-5957. That's 1-800-940-5957. 1-800-940-5957.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Going to get into your calls here in just a moment. But I want to tell you about gold.freetalklive.com. If you're looking to get any precious metals, gold, silver, as a matter of fact, they've got all kinds of other stuff over there at Midas Resources. Start off at gold.freetalklive.com. Midas Resources is the sister company to Genesis Communications Network, our network. And we have, I've done business with them for years. I've been getting gold and silver from them for a very long time. And actually platinum too. And I recommend them. If you're going to get gold and silver, this is the place to go. They make it as painless as they possibly can. They get it out to you so you have it in your hands. They don't hold it on site. It's a great organization to work with. gold.freetalklive.com. We've got the telephone number there, or I can give it to you here if you'd like. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Do your gold and silver purchasing there. The telephone number is 877-857-9938. 877-857-9938. Let's go to Chris calling in from North Carolina. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. What is on your mind, sir?
Hey, guys. I kind of wanted to touch base on the excellent argument you got into last night about the burning of flags and whether or not it is activism and how everybody stands on that.
Let me recap real quick for folks that are just tuning in, didn't hear last night's show. So Ian posted on Free Talk Live's Facebook page a post that was made by Shire Dude on Ian's blog, Free Keen, where they were burning little tiny toothpick flags, you know, like the kind of flags you'd put in a cupcake or something.
Or a drink.
Yeah, or a sandwich, or, you know, that kind of thing. Just a toothpick with a little flag on the end. And apparently they've been burning these little tiny toothpick flags at events for several months. And for whatever reason, they made a video of it. And okay, so there's, and then Ian identified it as Free State Project Early Movers, you know, making sure to attach the Free State Project's name to something that might not entirely be called activism. So there you go, Chris. I think I've brought everybody up to speed.
Yes, well said. Well, my opinion as an outsider looking in down here in Charlotte, I would have called myself like a liberal Democrat maybe a year ago. And
okay.
I used to listen to you guys back in the day, and I picked you back up and I started listening more and more. And it seems to me that you just have so much material. If you want to, critique the government and the things that they do wrong and ways to go about doing it. And whenever you do something like that, it's almost just shock value. Like you're appealing to the lowest denominator because you know it's going to piss off 99.9% of the people who see it, because a lot of people, when they see the flag, they don't think of it. They think of their hometown that they grew up. They think of their family. And a lot of people, that's what it means to them. Whether it's right or not is up for debate. But when you burn it, all you do is anger people. And you,
yep.
I'd say you're
I hate
really
you and everything
careful.
You stand for. You suck is what people hear when they see a flag burning. And they also hear the sacrifices made by family members and, people that they have emotional attachments to. So they think of people dying on the beaches of, Omaha Beach there. Mm-hmm. By the way, not that many people died on Utah Beach. Omaha Beach might have been a mistake. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Well, also, I mean, if you think about it, if the flag stands for the liberation of Auschwitz and Bergen-Belsen, and to some extent it does, it also has to stand for the massacres of Philippines during the guerrilla war around 1902,
yep.
And other nasty things that the federal government has done, and all the terrible things that it's doing to the people who support it. I mean, by sucking out, 15-20% of their income every year.
Yeah, don't forget the regulations, what they do. So, Chris, liberal Democrats aren't generally known as people that are big, anti-flag burners.
Well, it's not that I'm an anti-flag burner so much. I mean, me personally, I could really care less. To me, it's just yet another symbol that's kind of thrown in my face every day. But
yeah.
I will tell you, family and friends, I've grown around Southern Republicans who are about as hardcore as you can get. I mean, you're just not going to open their eyes up when you do something like that. They're just going to go to "I hate you," and that's
yep.
really not what we should be trying to achieve. It should be more "I love you" than hate. If you want to bring people in, use
positive emotions.
There's a stack of material that's a mile high that you can go to and that works and makes sense. And instead, you're going to appeal to the lowest common denominator by doing something that most people consider very offensive.
Yeah, yesterday what I called the flag was a religious symbol. And when it comes to religions, people are willing to die for them. That's kind of part of the whole gig with a religion, right?
Yep.
You know, when you're whether you're talking about Christianity or Islam, we can certainly find lots of examples of people being willing to die for their religion in that case. But I really believe that patriotism is, whether it's the U.S. patriotism or whatever country it is, there's people who are choosing to die for something that is below minimum wage, usually, is what a private's getting paid. You know, they're giving their lives for this. So
and they're also given hero status for doing so. They're getting on a wall on a plaque somewhere because they died for the country, for their patriotism.
Or the willingness to die, too. I mean, don't forget that.
It's no different than these Islamic terrorists, supposed terrorists, who are strapping vests on and running into...
You can say that because you're a veteran. I cannot. but that's part of the religion, right? Like, you get to say those things because you've spent your time in the temple. I have.
Well, there are differences, but they're both good and bad differences.
Yeah, basically what I'm trying to say is that when you make somebody angry enough by spitting in their face about patriotism, you're going after the thing that they're willing to die for.
Yeah.
And that means that they're liable to kill you.
And by the way, my next-door neighbor, who I get along with splendidly, he actually has a stupid flag memorial. He's got it hanging in his backyard. He's got spotlights going up to it so it shines at night. You know, this is, you know, burning a little, any kind of flavor of flag would be, you know, absolutely the wrong thing, and we would be mortal enemies afterwards, because he's really, really into his flag.
He's into that flag, yeah.
But then we can talk about anti-government this and that.
Yeah.
But burn...
Well, he's got a light on his flag in his backyard.
Right.
You can discuss, you know, whatever it is that you have with the government. It's absolutely
and a lot
right,
of things,
Chris.
And a lot of things we agree with, but, you know, that would cross the line in so many ways, and we would be enemies, you know, from that day after.
That'd be it. Chris, you're absolutely right.
I think the last point I'd like to make, though, is, you know, as far as absolutely you can make the comparisons to people, you know, like ISIS and terrorists and how they wave their flags around and screaming in the streets, but the Free State Project, as far as I know, is not trying to attract ISIS and terrorists. They want Americans to come and make things right. So
there's an awful lot of people from other countries in the Free State movement.
Yeah, there's probably
I wouldn't debate that, but 90% of your listeners are not going to be terrorists in Afghanistan. So just
a
thought.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Appreciate it. 855 450 free. Yeah, I had Derek J and Ian on last night for this one, and I just couldn't get the point past. It was 2-on-1, and I spent 12 years now arguing with Ian over nonsense. I don't get as whipped up as I used to, but what are you going to do?
Ian goes for shock value.
Yeah, he thinks the controversy is always good. Somebody said, that all press is good press.
Any publicity,
he believed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You believed him. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Can you think of any value to burning the flag? Love to hear it. 855-450-FREE on Free Talk Live.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. We've already two segments, and we've talked about two different things. We've talked about this Rachel Dunazel gal who apparently was white, and now she's self-identifying as black, and, you know, everybody's talking about her. And we talked about flag burning, which was the topic from last night's show. So 855-450-FREE if you want to talk about either of those things. But another thing we've been keeping an eye on, Dave Ridley, as a matter of fact, we had Nicholas Nikolaisen on here from Liberland. He's, I don't know, some kind of official there with the new country of Liberland.
Well, he sure sounded incredible. I made a point of listening to that early, even though I hadn't gotten up to the 14th in my listening yet. I listened to that whole archive of his interview. And it,
what, you're behind listening to Free Talk?
Yes, uh-oh. It always takes me a couple days.
All but we ask is 21 hours, 21 hours a week, man.
But he,
like a second job.
He sounded very credible, yeah. It was refreshing to listen to him.
So, you know, what they'd done is they'd taken about four people who had gone to their... the Liberland, the Croatian police had taken another four people to jail, and they're claiming that, you know, this is, we're just being nice to you people that only get arrested once, But the second time, we're going to hold you for a very long time in a very nasty jail.
Yeah, this is a concentration camp country, so it's something to bear in mind, or at least a country that has run concentration camps within the last 25 years.
And what are the charges against these guys? Are they poaching? Are they
basically
living up?
They're crossing into Croatia from an unapproved checkpoint.
Ooh.
So they're going into this piece of land that is neither owned by Croatia nor by Serbia. Neither of them want it. It is a legitimate terra nullius, and they are, you know, there's also an island aspect to it, so it's like a little peninsula and a little island, and it's about 3 square miles total, and it's a, you know, it's this unclaimed piece of land. They've claimed it. They've said, we are a country. And our country is Liberland, and they've put together a constitution and all kinds of things that they've done. They're working on a constitution, a crowdsourced one. And it's interesting to see a new nation come out of nothing. And there's a lot of people involved. But what the Croats are doing is arresting people for basically crossing out of and crossing into Croatia at an unapproved checkpoint. They won't put one up there.
Mass arresting, really, if it's 24 arrests, like you guys were reporting
total.
The other day,
yeah.
And treating some completely inhumanely.
I wonder.
According to the Liberlanders, at least.
I wonder if they get told when they get released that if they really want to try this, they need to move to Somalia.
Right, that's what,
don't try this in Croatia. Just go to Somalia the rest of them.
That's what they tell every one of the libertarians. I can tell you, the Somalis, if you go there and try to set up a country inside their country, they're not going to like it either.
Nope.
You know, wait a second. You just showed up here and you're going to set up your own country and, no, that's not going to happen.
You know, I think the Mexicans like these freedom types that escape the U.S. to go hang out and, you know,
they're not going to give you a piece of Mexico, though, to do it.
Yeah, you can't just go out in the desert and just, you know, set up a hut.
Yeah.
But as long as you take your money with you and get a job and stuff, that they love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. There's all kinds of countries where people do what you're referring to is like the permanent traveler status.
Mm-hmm.
What people do is they get residency in one country that's different than where their citizenship is, which is different than where their business is registered, which is different than where their bank accounts are, and they just do all these kind of different countries and use the aspects of the, you know, every country has different rules, so you'll want to do your banking in, say, the Cayman Islands and, you know, have your residency in Mexico, but your citizenship in, you know, the United States or Canada and, you know, these kind of things. Now, the U.S., if you make more than, I think it's $90,000 or $95,000 per year for an individual, they still claim your income. So unlike every other country in the world, they actually claim the income that you make outside of the country, which I think is the best argument for, citizenship being the modern serfdom or slavery. Who could possibly claim the fruits of your labor when you aren't in, you know, what country could possibly do that? How, I mean, you can only be a master. They're claiming to own your body even when you're not inside the country. It's one thing to say, well, you're in the country and you're using our facilities and all those sorts of things. You have to pay the taxes and we have our taxes on income, so that's how you have to pay. That's the rules. But it's another thing entirely to say, hey, you, out there, wherever you are.
On your boat.
Send us back money because right. We own you. God bless America.
It's for your own good.
You hate Jesus and America if you don't send us money.
Yeah, did the Moscow government in the Cold War ever claim that Soviets living outside the Soviet Union were required to pay taxes to the Soviet Union for money they earned in Geneva or in France?
The government's so I believe I have read somewhere, don't take this as gospel, that only North Korea and the United States are the only governments that claim that you owe income tax when you're outside the state. Now, I know the United States does. I can't imagine there's too many people making too much, the whole North Korea thing's just a weird place anyway, so I don't even know whether to believe that. But, I'm going to look it up during the break, see if I can figure it out. Regardless, I don't think if people are giving up citizenship, they're not giving it up to go to North Korea. I mean, that's the last guy who did that was probably the Korean War. I believe I saw a documentary on a deserter who went over to the other side there, and apparently, basically, he's just employed as their state white guy. you know, doesn't have really much to do with
it. I'm looking at the Liberland website. I like what they got going on. They got a good site set up.
Yeah,
I like their motto too, to live and let live.
They're very freedom oriented, you know, a bunch of liberty types or voluntarist types. They're trying to make a go of it. So, Dave, I guess the Croatians are, you know, still bothering the Liberlanders, and you said you wanted to tell about a Croat atrocity every time they just to respond every time they did something bad?
Yeah, every time they commit some kind of an abuse against the Liberlanders,
and
I think we should.
The countries like Croatia and Serbia, they really hate to have their atrocities talked about, right?
Well, I think the Croats hate it more.
Okay.
But it's interesting to watch the dynamic, the way the Croats are handling this versus the way the Serbs are handling it. Part of it may just be the way their territorial dispute is playing out. But Croatia essentially won the Balkan Wars. Slovenia could be argued to have won also. And Serbia basically lost. They played to a draw in Bosnia, but most of the war, they lost in Croatia. They lost in Kosovo. And so I think the Croats, the government, they sort of haven't learned the lesson, right? You know, they haven't learned the lesson that atrocities breed chaos. It's more like atrocities breed victory, right?
Oh.
And not everything the Croatian government and its militias did in the war was inappropriate. Some of it was just self-defense in a war of independence. But there were a lot of radical atrocities committed, especially during the Bosnian War. And I wanted each time they committed, I wanted to bring up another historical atrocity just because of this modern atrocity. And maybe the more historical atrocities we bring up, the less they'll want to commit modern atrocities. But this is the destruction of the Stari Most at Mostar, which is in Bosnia. This is the most probably the most well-known structure in former Yugoslavia. Was this 427-year-old bridge in Mostar that the Croatian government-backed forces deliberately destroyed for no particular reason.
You know, somehow I even think it's worse when they blow up architectural stuff, you know, in these historical architectural things. I mean,
or paintings.
Yeah, I mean, I shouldn't feel this way. Human life is worth more, but God... It makes me so upset.
A 400-something-year-old bridge, or maybe it's a monument that's been standing for 500 years.
How about the Library of Alexandria? I'm still angry at the Christians for that crap.
Yeah. So from Wikipedia.org, it leads the section by calling it Pearl Harbor, which is exactly what the Croatian attack in Bosnia was at the beginning. But the destruction of this bridge happened later on in this, you know, roughly one-year-long war. And it says, well, I guess I'll quote it after the music is over when we come back.
855-450-3733. Am I wrong to be so upset about the destruction of architectural treasures compared to human life? 855-450-free or lrn.fm on Skype.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more laws to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and, well, you can talk about anything here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
Oh, I'm Ridley. That's right. I was thinking about that for a minute.
Conan!
Still getting used to this whole setup, huh, Ridley? That's how we've been doing it here, but you're relatively new on the show. Tell folks about what you do at the Ridley Report.
Oh, it's like a poor man's TV station. I go up and ambush interview politicians and bureaucrats about the bad things they've done and then put it all on YouTube.
Yeah, do you ever get them on the good things?
Well, sure.
So, but most of it's bad because that's just the nature of politicians.
Yeah, it's kind of boring, too, if you walk up to someone and say, I would like to let you know that I agree with you.
Yes, you can get all the fluffing that you want to get from the local newspaper when it comes to politicians, you know. Hey, I mean, they name bridges after these people, for God's sakes. It shows just how, you know, how much they bridge to nowhere.
If you ever go to any of these meetings, which Ridley pretty much lives at, ambushing these guys, there's always some old lady in the crowd, and she's like, I'm so proud of you guys and all the good things you've done, giving your lives for us. You know, and that lady is always there for some reason. And it's always a different old lady. But
they always, and the politicians really seem to think that the only good work is government work. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not-for-profits are fine, and your businesses are fine and everything.
But if you want the roads cleaned and picked up of litter,
yeah,
there's no way that some company or business in the, you know, in the area is going to volunteer their time to stay on top of that. They've got to pay some guy to cut the grass and take care of business. Otherwise, it'll just be chaos.
Yeah, we couldn't possibly live with you know, organizations competing for your business in whatever areas it is that they're competing. Oh, we have that everywhere except for the area.
You mean competing and actually driving down the prices and actually probably bringing up the level of service because of competition?
That's how supply and demand works, yeah. Isn't it?
That's right.
855-450-free. By the way, I just did get notified that it's China, not necessarily North Korea, that does tax its citizens outside of their borders. So the U.S. and China are the two countries in the world where if you're born as a citizen, they own you forever until you decide to give up your citizenship. And, well, you pay them another tax just to get out. There's an exit tax. A friend of mine is giving up his U.S. citizenship, or has recently, and he had to pay a tremendous amount of his net worth just to get out.
So when you say exit, it's not you die, because that's that tax. Now there's also you leave the borders forever, and you have to pay us in order to do so.
Yeah, you have to be pretty dedicated as far as wanting to leave the U.S. But I mean, for some people, it makes the most sense to give up their citizenship. More people are giving up their citizenship. Like it's multiples of a few years ago. People are giving up their citizenship and getting away from the U.S. I don't know what that means, but it seems like an indicator of something.
Are any of these people giving it up and they're still in the States? They're just living somewhere out in the woods or up on a mountaintop?
I don't think you can do that. You basically have to get another citizenship to give up your citizenship. There doesn't seem to be any country that will let you live statelessly.
Right.
And so that's, you basically have to
become,
switch.
Then you become one of them sovereigns, and then you, right. you next thing you know, you're shooting up cops on the freeway.
I guess. This is the sort of the fallacy of the, you don't like it here in America, you get out, move in Somalia. That nonsense is because, well, I think that citizenship is free-range serfdom. The only reason I say free-range serfdom is because if I say free-range slavery, people get all up in arms. But slavery has existed for as long as humans have existed. And
it's still going on.
Right.
Like
it's morphed.
Right.
You know, like we live a better life now than our ancestors did, 100 or 1,000 generations ago.
That's because we've had an extra 100 generations to develop technology and make the most of that small portion that the government allows us to have.
Right. So, I mean, we've always done it. All we've done, all that's ultimately been done is slavery has morphed into this new form that everybody's fine with being around.
And yeah, exactly. There are far fewer slaves who are actually revolting and running off the plantation and causing a ruckus because it's been dumbed down to such a level that it's almost all right.
I don't know if it's Harriet Tubman or Sojourner Truth that's this one's ascribed to, but I've freed 1,000 slaves and I'd free 1,000 more if they knew there were slaves.
I think it was Tubman.
Yeah, I don't know which one it is, but my God, that is so true today with the idea that people don't know how the government claims their body and their property.
Right. The best kind of slave is the one who doesn't realize it and it's just their head is still stuck in the sand and, you can lead them around all day.
I was taught the definition of socialism, and I know this upsets some socialists out there, is government is the government ownership of the means of production. Well, there ultimately really are only two means of production. Human labor and the fruits of the earth. Where I live, my income is taxed, which is the fruit of my labor, and my property is taxed.
Right.
The only organization that can claim money from me on a regular basis at the pain of having my freedom taken away, or the case of my property, having my property taken away, my family thrown out on the street, the only organization that could do that is the organization that owns it. You can't take somebody else's property or make them pay you on a regular basis unless you own them and own their property. So to claim otherwise, this is simply, I like to say, a soft slavery because, people don't – it's not the same, right? Like nobody's out there with a lash.
Well, it's not always soft. I mean, what's the body count in the United States now of police killing, what is it, about 1,000 people a year or 500? What's the
– It was about 1,400 in last year, and I guess we're on par to hit that this year. I'm hoping the numbers will get turned around with enough of these protests and riots and things that are going on.
Yeah, and the example that pretty much all the other Western countries are setting of killing about a person a year.
Yeah, I mean, many of the other Western countries don't have numbers anywhere near what the U.S. has, and it's bizarre. So, yeah, I mean, in those cases, well, I mean, people don't identify with that, though, Ridley. I mean, they don't think that they can be shot, right? Like, I'm not holding a knife.
Oh, no, they're going to get blown up by a tourist. They're not going to get shot by a cop. That's only happens in the movies.
Right, they're afraid of terrorists, which is the likelihood of being killed by a terrorist is significantly lower than the likelihood of being killed by a cop.
Yeah, it's 8-1, last I heard.
Yeah, so, I mean, people don't identify with that. It's the other, you know, those bad guys. There's the one getting shot by the police, or it's those bad guys.
Well, they identify with kids being told they're not allowed to run a lemonade stand.
They certainly do identify.
And that happens all over the U.S.
Right. If you owned your property, you could run a lemonade stand on the front lawn, or your kids could. And if you can't,
And I'm exaggerating, by the way. It doesn't happen all over the U.S., but there are, you know, multiple cases.
There's story after story after story of lemonade stands. So
the things you grew up doing are illegal.
I wish that I had some better terminology than say, soft slavery or a softer form of serfdom.
Soft fascism was what Ron Paul called it.
It's fine. But, I mean, I know people get turned off by the idea that, you know, that we're essentially, this is just a new form of slavery. But I wish somebody would rebut it. Like, that's the problem is you know,
it's
most
slavery, but not chattel slavery.
It's right. It's, well, slavery is a big subject. Julius Caesar.
And it's partial. It's not complete slavery.
Yeah, there is no complete slavery. But Julius Caesar was a slave before he was Caesar. So he bought his own freedom. The slavery has taken all kinds of different forms throughout human history. And honestly, you know, people had their freedom bought from them. Like, you know, a slave would be freed, and then he would go back and get some money and free his wife or whatever from the master. I mean, these things happened in antebellum South. So it's not like it's that unusual. It's just that it's such a loaded situation. You can't say that. Well, I can tell you, I can back it up with facts, but no one wants to listen. Facts are just these annoying things that get in the way of our emotions, it seems like, in this country.
So now, if you can rate slavery by how much of your property they take from you, whether it's what grows on your land or your income, the fruits of your labor, what percentage of slave would we be, say, here in New Hampshire? So we're obviously not. I think
tax burden's lower here. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Theoretically, 30%.
About 30%,
but
in
practice, the costs of all goods you buy are unofficial, are
driven up by taxes.
Unnaturally high, and there's a multiplier effect. So each time that property, like each component of your computer, went through all these different taxes to get into your computer. So the Libertarian Party, I guess 10 years ago, is estimating that like a Ford Taurus should cost about $2,000. But it unnaturally cost, you know, $15,000, $16,000, $18,000 because of government intervention.
Wow. I hadn't heard that, but I wouldn't doubt it at all. And the government intervention isn't just taxes necessarily. There's all kinds of regulations that drive up pricing. Now, regulations or certifications or rules would exist in the marketplace absent the government, but... So I often find those things difficult to exactly nail down. You can give us your comments at 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733.
It is the year 91001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercronius. ZOG.ninja. Code FTL.
DVD. Books. Music. Instruments. Periodicals. Computers. Software. Electronics. Photo. Cell phone. Office products. Home and garden. Bed and bath. Furniture. Kitchen. Pet supplies. Automotive. Hardware. Apparel. Shoes. Jewelry. Grocery. Healthcare. Sports and outdoors. Toys. Games. Used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal. And a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.